This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us meditate on the letter of St. John to Philadelphia. Here the Lord designates himself as He who is holy, He who is true, and He who has the key of David, He who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. God holds ultimate authority over the entry of believers into God's kingdom. Every blessing we receive undoubtedly comes from Him, and let us never cease to align ourselves with God's will. We observe that there is no condemnation or warning to this church, but an exhortation to continue living holy and true, reflecting God's character. The Lord has placed an open door before them, and no one can shut it. This signifies that this church is eligible to enter heaven or engage in God's ministry. As we serve God, He sometimes opens and closes doors. We should only go through the open doors, as no one can close them. His will must be done in our lives, and when God blesses, no one can hinder. You have little strength, have kept my word, not denied my name. Despite the exceedingly difficult circumstances, this church remained faithful and did not deny Christ, even unto death. Often we interpret situations based on our thoughts, plans, and circumstances. He knows our weaknesses, our little strength, every tear, every pain, every heartache, every insult, and every fall. He knows all, yet He waits to see if we remain faithful in keeping His word during difficult times. Can we trust Him no matter what, like the Philadelphians? God exhorts and encourages them regarding the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews but are not. Jews always attempted to hinder Christians. They considered themselves children of God but lost sight after rejecting Jesus, the Son of God, and hating those who believed in Him. They are not true Jews but liars. God will make them acknowledge the truth and worship before the feet of the church. He will make them aware that He loves those in Philadelphia to know that I have loved you. What an amazing statement! He not only loves us, cares for our every need and provides for us, but He will make known to our enemies that He loves us. He will demonstrate how precious we are in His sight and prove to others that we are His. Is there anything more we could desire? His love is above everything, and He exalts and honors us. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, honors us. We simply need to be faithful in the little things. He emphasizes and promises, I will make them come and worship before your feet. This is not to instill pride, but to exalt His loved ones before the world. Because the church has persevered in keeping His command, He will protect them from the coming hour of trial. Philadelphian Christians have patiently endured the word, and therefore God will shield them from this hour of trial. God does not guarantee that we will not face temptations, trials, and tribulations, but He promises to protect our souls from the evil one, as Jesus prayed to the Father in John 17:15. The trial mentioned refers to the end times, the tribulation that will occur before the second coming, which will be a time of terrible judgment for the whole world. Christian souls will be protected from this. God allows this trial to come upon the earth to turn people's hearts towards Him. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. When we hold fast to what we have, our crown or reward is preserved for us. We will face many challenges that attempt to lose our grip. But by remaining alert, we secure the crown kept for us. Overcomers will be pillars in the kingdom of God. This church will remain for eternity and stay with Christ eternally. God will inscribe His name on them, signifying that they are His own people. They will be chosen generation, royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people to proclaim praises to Him who called them from darkness into marvelous light. They will be citizens of God's city, New Jerusalem. Jesus Christ will write His new name on them. Therefore, they are worthy to receive His name. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this meditation you have given us, Lord. I believe you have spoken to each one of us in different way to strengthen us, enable us to patiently endure the trials of life and help us to please you. Thank you, Lord, for making us your own. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.